Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. 2025 has already been a landmark year for the Linux community, with new distributions making strong statements about usability, flexibility, and reaching new audiences. Today I'll take you through five of the most noteworthy new and updated Linux distributions, as well as pivotal industry news and ecosystem developments that are shaping the future. Let's kick things off with Omaki, a project designed by David Heinemeier Hansen. Omaki is an Arch-based distro that targets one of the more intimidating aspects of Arch Linux installation. With Omaki, the installation process is streamlined, replacing complexity with an intuitive graphical installer. The distro comes with Hyperland, a sleek tiling window manager, right out of the box, giving users a balance between performance and aesthetics. You also get a curated selection of pre-installed apps, handy keyboard shortcuts, and an array of customizable themes, all aimed at providing both power users and curious newcomers with a smooth entry into the world of Arch. For many, Arch Linux has that reputation of being a mountain to climb, but Omaki builds a ramp up to the summit so you can enjoy the best of Arch without the pain. And Omaki isn't alone. The Arch Riot fork has also made headlines, taking Omaki's installer and reworking it with a robust Go-based approach, specifically built for security and privacy. Arch Riot's installer isn't just about getting up and running quickly. It incorporates advanced privacy tools and secure defaults that keep your data under your control from the start. The distro's dark-themed interface is more than just a look. It's a mood that signals productivity and focus, especially in professional settings. Arch Riot is staking its claim as the desktop for users who want both speed and comfort without sacrificing privacy. Next up is Nebi OS, an Ubuntu-based system that's carving out its niche by speaking directly to users transitioning from Windows. Its flagship feature is Nebi DE, a desktop environment that mirrors the look and feel of Windows 7, taskbar, start menu, and all. For those hesitant to leave their comfort zone but wanting the stability and open nature of Linux, Nebi OS offers an environment that feels immediately familiar, softening the landing for new users. It's about inclusivity, opening up Linux to people who may feel boxed in by their current operating systems and welcoming them with open arms. In Egypt, the Hell1 Linux team has made serious waves with a distribution purpose-built for developers and gamers alike. Hell1 Linux bundles an impressive toolkit for programmers, think IDEs, compilers, and libraries, while also offering tweaked drivers and performance options for modern gaming hardware. A major point of pride for Hell1 is its deep support for local languages, particularly Arabic, making it a first-class citizen for people in Cairo and beyond. The result is a distro that feels like it belongs to its community, which in tech can make all the difference. And for those at the bleeding edge, Obsidian OS is pushing the limits with an experimental feature, A/B partitioning. This system divides your disk into two partitions, enabling seamless rollbacks if an update ever goes sideways. It's a model inspired by mobile OSes, but bringing that robust reliability to desktop and laptop hardware, an invaluable benefit for anyone who needs their system rock solid. Obsidian OS's update process is bold, creative, and a nod to the increasing sophistication of desktop Linux engineering, but the distributions don't tell the full story. There's plenty happening across the wider Linux and technology worlds that's worth your attention. A recent kernel bug has brought the spotlight back to KVM, or Kernel Virtual Machine Technology, especially for those running guest VMs using Intel AMX extensions. The bug, which can cause host kernel panics under certain workloads, has hit production environments hard, and the community is fast-tracking patches to both upstream and major distros. If you use KVM for virtualization, keep a close eye on updates from your distro maintainers, or consider contributing to the testing effort if you're able. On a brighter note, the Linux kernel's scheduling subsystem, shared_ext, continues to undergo radical improvements. Coming soon are GPU-aware scheduling primitives and energy-efficient extensions, both set to go mainstream by 2026. These features mean that whether you're running games, AI workloads, or just demanding desktop tasks, the kernel will do a better job of using your hardware efficiently and responsively. For gamers and content creators, more stable frame rates and lower power consumption are becoming a reality. Major hardware vendors are also collaborating more closely with upstream developers, so expect a virtuous cycle of improved drivers and performance across devices. But not all the tech headlines are about software or hardware, some are about society itself. In the world of artificial intelligence, a group of authors, including John Carreyrou, has launched a lawsuit against leading AI companies. Their argument: tech giants scraped their copyrighted work to feed large language models without asking, credit, or compensation. They're seeking stronger accountability than in prior settlements, saying current frameworks don't go far enough to protect creative labor in the age of machine learning. The outcome could reshape data practices not only for AI organizations, but for the broader software world, emphasizing transparency and respect for digital creators. Of course, law and technology rarely move at the same pace, so it's likely to be a case to watch over the coming year. Shifting gears, corporations are in the midst of what looks like a broad shift away from remote work, ramping up return-to-office policies by the month. Several large firms have signaled a renewed emphasis on in-person productivity, citing collaboration and culture building as drivers. But this trend isn't without controversy. Many mid-level employees who found flexibility empowering are now facing tough choices about lifestyle and work-life balance. Some companies are adjusting benefits based on performance metrics, rewarding those who adapt quickly, while others weigh their options. As this shakeup continues, the tech talent landscape may look dramatically different by next year. Meanwhile, here in Australia, water security has jumped to the top of the national agenda. New federal projections suggest we'll need to build or expand 11 desalination plants over the next decade, just to meet increasing household demand. That's a capital investment north of $23 billion Australian dollars. Persistent drought and lower rainfall are the main drivers. And while diesel is energy hungry, new plants are being designed with modern renewable integration and lower emissions in mind. For many city councils and rural areas alike, the next 10 years could see a tug of war between innovation and environmental impact as the country adapts to a drier future. And digital rights remain a headline topic, with the Electronic Frontier Foundation continuing its mission to hold both governments and corporations accountable. This year, the EFF has filed several key lawsuits targeting what they describe as overreaching surveillance and intrusive data mining practices in both public and commercial contexts. They're pushing hard for greater transparency, data minimization and user rights, championing causes from privacy-preserving cryptography to net neutrality. As more of our lives move online, the EFF's advocacy is as vital as ever, protecting not just developers and activists, but anyone who uses digital infrastructure. Back on the tech front, let's talk about an engineering marvel for those who build for resource-limited environments, MicroQuickJS. Developed by Fabrice Bellard, this new JavaScript engine runs in under 10 kilobytes of RAM, targeting embedded systems and IoT devices. This is a boon for hardware hackers, startups, and product engineers who need to add scripting extensibility to smart gadgets, wearables, or other memory-constrained devices. It's another example of how open-source ingenuity keeps lowering the bar for access, letting more people experiment, innovate, and ship products. So what does it all mean as we look forward across 2025? At a high level, it's clear that open-source, especially in the Linux space, remains as dynamic as ever. The diversity of distributions highlights a commitment to inclusivity, letting everyone from new users to seasoned engineers participate in the software conversation. Whether it's through greater out-of-the-box friendliness, a focus on robust privacy standards, support for specific communities, or infrastructure for the future, there's a Linux for everyone. Meanwhile, kernel and software stack innovations are steadily improving both stability and performance, making Linux a more attractive platform in fields as far apart as gaming, AI, and academia. Even the legal and cultural shifts, whether in copyright, work patents, water management, or digital rights, underscore just how much technology is a part of everyday life now. The lines between code and community, between engineering and ethics, have never been blurrier or more fascinating. As we close this episode, remember that the evolving Linux and broader open source landscape is built on the efforts of passionate contributors and users, people just like you. If you're curious, now's a perfect time to try out a new distro, contribute to a project, or simply dig deeper into the tools you already use. The next big leap may come from someone listening to a podcast just like this one. That wraps up today's Open Source News Elements, brought to you by Element.fm. For show notes, transcripts, and unlimited podcast hosting, check out Element.fm. Thanks for listening.